B-Pod Studios.
Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz. Here are the Bankroll Boys. Who you got?
It's Over Under 985, the podcast. I'm Joe Murray. Dan Lifshatz is here. And we're the Bankroll Boys, or known as the Bankroll Boys. And this is Over Under 985. We've had a hiatus because of the summer, Dan.
Nice few weeks. We needed a break. Doing this every week, you get worn out, you get burned out. Can't be talking about the same things over and over again, so you need a break.
And people have asked lately, like, what's going on? What's up? Where you guys at? Don't worry, dude. Football's in the season starts, NFL starts in 47 days.
Something like that.
So college is what, less than 35? So it's on. It's on. There are other sports. We missed the Home Run Derby. I didn't care, actually.
You bet it? Yes, I did.
Did you hit?
Yeah, that's correct. I did.
Holy crap. Good for you.
Yep. First time in, I think, a while that I lost
game?
Last year.
You care?
Did not bet the All-Star.
Did not care.
Game. Did okay. not, did so not the, bet the All-Star.
That's
game.
Why I'm saying.
I bet Alonzo in the Home Run Derby. A few people DM me. I gave him my lean. That was it.
Okay. But, we had the hot dog contest, which didn't work out. The USA Women's World Cup, clean house.
Yep. You cleaned up on that.
You cleaned up. If you took that, you were smart. Very smart. But that's really it. I mean, we've had a couple of days off. We know that the win totals are out in the NBA. Of course, it's Patriots win total. Patriots and NFL win totals, which we'll get to throughout the show. You've been betting WNBA like a madman.
I have a couple. I lost three in a row, but I've won two in a row since then. And won today on a baseball pick. I got to be honest with you, my baseball has been shit this season.
Well, whole thing's been shit. The whole season's been shit.
That's true. But I figured out. There was something that I was doing incorrectly. I figured it out 5-0 in my last five in baseball. So that's why I gave out a baseball pick today. I'm starting to feel a little bit more confident in baseball and easily hit. So I think I found my angle. You remember there was an angle of betting NBA unders during the start of the year? I have found my angle about the MLB. So we'll be betting baseball the rest of the year, fellas.
That's right. I believe there's about 69 games to go, 68 games, something like that. In the regular, we'll just say 69.
There's plenty of games.
Plenty of games to bet. A lot of day baseball, doubleheaders, all that crap.
I'm on the Yankees right now.
Trade deadline will be approaching, I believe, at the end of the month, right?
Yep, July 31st.
So that's going to heat up. So there'll be a lot to get into. Just kind of wanted to start there. I know you've been doing WNBA betting. Do you want to get into that a little bit?
I mean, here's the thing. Let me just do a 2-minute quick synopsis on betting the WNBA, okay? We'll do this very quickly because I think that everyone has going to be their kind of way of doing it, okay? First off, road faves, Joe, are hitting something like 30% this year. So if you're betting a road fave and that's more than 2 points, just be very wary. Rarely are they hitting right now. Now, that could easily change, but be careful. Road faves in the WNBA, very scary. WNBA is under heavy, so you're going to be seeing a lot more better public bettors and everything on the under than the over. So be aware of that. If you're taking an under, you're not usually sharp. Excuse me. You're not usually sharp. You're just kind of betting what everyone else is betting. But, you know, there's a lot of unders. It's kind of the way it is. My favorite thing to bet in the WNBA, Joe, and I'll be honest with you, is the second half. I think by the second half lines of WNBA give away pretty much what's going on. I have been raking in the second half WNBA the past couple of weeks. Pretty much what I've been focusing on. I know that people don't like that. It's when I post that, I don't get a great reaction to it. So what I'll do is I'm just going to start posting probably second halves, maybe some full games here and there, but a lot of second halves. Suck it up and deal with it if you don't want to tell. feel free. It's WNBA. You don't have to. Totally understand. But the WNBA, very sharp sport to bet. Very common to bet for guys who bet a lot of money that are not me, because I don't bet that much money. You know, we're, you know, I bet, you know, a couple hundred bucks a play. These guys are betting thousands per play. You know, real sharp bettors who actually do this stuff. They bet a ton of stuff. So, or, you know, a ton on this stuff. So that's kind of where the movement is and whatever. But, yeah, I mean, Joe, really, right now, I mean, if you're square in baseball, you're probably winning. If you're betting, you know, specific overs and unders, you're probably winning. So, I don't know. I mean, right now, I mean, the Yankees right now are up 6-2 on the Rays game one. Very square play. I'm on the Yankees game one. So that's kind of the way that baseball has been since the All-Star break. Very square, very, very clear and concise to me. The lines are, I'm reading lines much better. So we'll keep rolling with it, and I'll keep giving it out.
All right. There's his little WNBA stuff. Let's take a quick break. We'll see what we want to get into. I know we mentioned the NBA, MLB, blah, 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 blah. Do you want to keep that in there?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's been a little while. We got MLB on the table. Win totals are very interesting in the NBA.
Yeah, we can dig into
and
a little
we'll
bit.
We'll do a whole podcast on win totals for the NFL.
And for college football, we'll do a college football preview just like we did last year, an NFL preview just like we did last year. We crushed college football last year. I mean, literally, I was going through my sheet today, like, of how we did. This is not a joke. We fucking murdered it.
And the thing is, this is now going to start. Dude, did you know David Winbush is going to be the quarterback at UCF?
I did.
Only because the other quarterback got hurt and Milton's going to be out.
Yep.
So it's like, Winbush was the third string, or the second string this year, I guess.
Yep.
But just that's, you got to look for stuff like, because I think UCF will still be good. I mean,
so their win total, I'm not kidding, I looked at that, win total is 10. I cannot see them going under 10. To me, I think 10
Memphis
is a push.
Memphis, I don't know.
Okay, maybe, great. So you're talking about a Memphis loss, possibly.
Yep.
And then there's a bowl one, game. There's or? One other game on their schedule, I can't remember off the top of my head. It might have been USC, maybe, that is going to be a tough game for them. Other than that, they really don't have much. I mean, we're, you know, to me, you're like, again, I guess we'll get into this later. I don't love the over 10, you know, but whatever. But I'm just saying, like, Joe, I think that the total of 10 is kind of like, I think that's your, you know, your floor. I think your ceiling is 12-0 if you're UCF. So that's the way I look at it. I think they're going to probably win 10, 11, 12 games.
All right. Well, we'll pause there. How about that little I had going on there? Anyways, we're at the Sports Hub Studios here, the spare room. What the hell's Christian Arcand got on his face?
Is that some hair?
What is that?
Looks like it. Looks like a patchy beard growing in. I think it is.
All right, it's the Over Under 985 podcast. I'm Joe Murray. He's Dan Lifshitz. Hey, we're gonna be in your face in about a month, hardcore.
Not even next two after the wedding.
Yeah, we'll probably Dan Lifshitz gets married.
Getting married August 3rd.
What are your honeymoon?
No honeymoon. We're waiting until next year. Why do you take a honeymoon in the middle of
the
summer?
Because the whole process sucks, and you need time off away from everybody.
Yeah, I agree. It is a. By the way, if you're not married and you're listening to this, I was always a guy who kind of thought like getting married was like, you know, whatever. You got married in the store. It is a fucking nightmare.
Yeah,
nightmare.
I'll just say this:
not a kid, not a joke.
It will be the most memorable night of your life with everybody that you love. But for one night, is it worth it all? I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Some people will say, yeah. And look, congratulations. But think about the $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 that go into the wedding that you could drop on sports betting. We'll leave it there. We'll continue the over-under.
My bankroll is gone.
Over-under 985, the podcast. We'll be right back.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk, and where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
Hey,
You're listening to the Over Under 985 podcast. You can find all of our documented picks at Dan Lifshatz, at Joey Murrah, and at Over Under 985 on Twitter. You can also listen to us Thursdays with Toucher and Rich, 7 to 7:20 a.m. to discuss everything that's going on in the sports world of betting, the NFL, college football, any other sports league that is going on that week. Make sure to listen to us 7 to 7:20 a.m. every Thursday on Toucher and Rich.
Over Under 985, the podcast. And, you know, when it comes to actually doing shows in the summer, it's what content do you have? Baseball's a different thing every single day. Like, I'm sure there's some tricks you've picked up, Dan. I'm kind of waiting with baseball, mind you. Just kind of waiting on that a little bit. I want to see if a team gets hot and riding.
So that, I think that so that's what everyone
like
did
Colorado
with
Colorado and hockey.
Well, that's what everyone did with Minnesota early in the year. Was riding the Minnesota money line pretty much every day. I got on the end of that wave, but I gotta say I struggled a lot really this year in baseball. I really don't know why. There's no clear concise answer for me. What I will tell you is this: I learned a lot this year, and again, we're only probably 2/3 through the year, I would say, or probably maybe like 3/5, whatever you want to call it. But I mean, I learned a lot this year. I've lost money in baseball so far. In the past couple weeks, I've gained almost all of it back. Oh, wow. Almost even. And that's why I've been giving out baseball picks. I just haven't been doing well. And it's okay to admit when you're not doing well. It's okay. It happens. You can't be grand.
It's humbling. Any job you take, you got to screw it up a little bit to figure it out.
Yep.
And that's why people who bet early, I got no luck, man. I lose right away. It's just you're not being smart. You got to try different tactics. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
I have found something that is working for me. I struggled badly with totals early in the season. I am raking totals. I hit the.
Would you say over is more than anything now? Everyone's hitting home runs.
I hit the Marlins under yesterday. Hit the Marlins under today. I hit the Yankees. I guess the Yankees F5 over today. I hit the play that I gave out, the Phillies Dodgers. I had the F5 and the full game over. I've been raking totals. I'm not kidding. So I mean, that is what I'm going to continue to focus on, mixing some money lines here and there. But honestly, totals for me are much easier. So I'm going to roll with totals.
Okay, I'm sure we'll have more baseball stuff. I'm going to be ratcheting it up once the playoff races heat up. Like, I don't know. Last year was interesting. Like Red Sox, Astro. Like I'm gonna ramp it up. Somebody actually tweeted me today. How come you don't post picks anymore? Well, just I'm my heart's not in it. Also, it's the summer. Like, dude, imagine trying to make plans with people in the summer. Like, think about that. It's hard to make plans with people. So it's hard for me to sit down and watch a game. It's hard, you know what I mean? It's really, dude, that World Cup. Like, I was trying to watch the game. It was on at 10 in the morning, and I had shit to do. You know?
Yeah.
But whatever. We wanted to get into NBA totals because they got released this week, and
we're not going to do a preview, but we'll discuss them.
Yeah, just I guess like the what we'll throw out there is there's some interesting things like when the lines come out in football every week, I look around and I circle what doesn't look right.
Yep.
I guess we should start in the East because the East is open, people. I think it's Milwaukee, it's Philadelphia, it's Boston, it's Indiana, it's Toronto.
Yeah.
And then who? Like, and then I guess who cares?
Brooklyn,
okay. All right. But
I'd say Brooklyn more than Toronto.
I don't know who's going to come out. This year it was Toronto. Boston was the favorite. They sucked. So is that team this year Philadelphia? Could Milwaukee take a step back? If Chris Paul gets traded, I hope it's Milwaukee. But if he gets traded to Miami, are they now back in the mix?
Philadelphia, to me, is the Boston of last year. I think they're getting very overhyped.
So what's the win total right now for them?
So Philadelphia is at 53.5. Depending on your book, there's some places it's 54. 53.5, depending on in most places right now. I'm not going to go really deep into what I like. Obviously, you can probably tell by my tone, but I think they're probably a little overhyped. I think that, and again, I love Al Horford. We talked about how I'm an Al Horford Bobo on this podcast plenty of times, but one thing that does worry me, especially when it comes to the regular season with Horford, he just doesn't play that many games. And so you're going to have a guy Embiid who, you know, played, I think his career high was is 63 games. And that's what he played last year. Now Horford's playing about 65 to 70 games a year. His knee is going to be worse condition. You're going to see a lot of rest in that team. So I just, you know, again, these are all things you want to consider when looking at win totals. I mean, for instance, the Knicks win total opened at like 35.5, Joe. It's down to 26.5.
They won 17 games last year.
But again, it opened at 35.5.
Wow.
When it got very clear that the Knicks were not going to sign Kyrie and Durant, all the sharp bettors crushed the under. Crushed it.
All right, let's do two parts of this. Analysis and betting. Of the teams in the East, who got better? Just in the East.
Just in the East? Indiana.
Indiana won 48 games last year.
Indiana got much better. They're going to have their Brooklyn star.
I don't know. Did Brooklyn get better?
I think Brooklyn got better. Okay. Yeah. I mean, again, I know every Celtics fan hates Kyrie Irving, and that's fair, but they got better. They got better.
Yeah, all right.
Kyrie Irving is a significant improvement over D'Angelo Russell.
Okay.
And all those guys are going to progress another year. So, yeah, I mean, they're getting better.
Toronto got worse.
Much worse. I don't think they're a real consideration.
Boston got worse.
Yeah,
I
think Boston's pretty similar.
Okay.
Maybe better.
Orlando, Detroit, like these teams I don't care about. Milwaukee, what did they do?
Yeah, I mean,
they might get J.R. Smith today. You can laugh about it, but he can shoot.
They got worse. I mean, they lost Malcolm Brogdon. They lost Brogdon, who to me.
They're going to have to lean on. That's why I think the Chris Paul thing is real with them.
You have to really lean on Eric Bledsoe.
Yeah, and that's scary.
That should scare the shit out of you.
And I don't know if they I'll have to look up if they drafted a kid, but
Dave George Hill. I mean, George Hill is their backup.
I think he left.
No, they re-signed him for 3 years. So he's there. And again, George Hill, good player.
But those are two guys that are hard to like. You would think you can get through a whole year. No, you need another young body.
But the thing about George Hill is he falls off cliffs at times. So, you know, he'll have a good stretch of 10, 15 games and he'll fall off a goddamn cliff. So, again, he is the kind of guy. He fell off a cliff versus Toronto, by the way. So he played very well versus Boston. So in the playoffs. So. Yeah, I like George Hill. He's a nice backup. But again, relying on those guys is going to be very tough for me. And you gave Middleton a full max contract. I know you had to do it to keep him. But man, is that hard to digest? There's just not a whole hell of a lot that I think they got better at. You know, and we'll really break it down later in the season. But again, do you think that Milwaukee is winning 56.5 games this year? I sure don't. So That's the way I look at it. So,
but I mean, if something stands out to you, like you mentioned Philadelphia, okay, they won 51 games last year. Unless they improve their bench, see, I don't know, Dan.
They got Tobias Harris.
I think it's going to be close, right around the number.
Their starting lineup is going to get better. Their bench is significantly worse.
This is bad.
Yeah, it's significantly worse. You lost a lot of three-point shooters, and you just substituted Jimmy Butler for Al Horford. In my opinion, that's not a 53-win team. You're looking at a team that's probably 48, 49, something like that wins. And again, because you're going to have – here's the thing, Joe. A team like Philadelphia has to rely on health. If they have a significant injury to Horford or Embiid that costs them 20, 25 games, they're screwed. I mean, really – that team is not beating a lot of teams in the league without those guys. So that's the way I look at it. I am up, and the Yankees win right there, so that's good for me. I do worry very much about the health of that team and everything. We'll see. Maybe they'll be wrong. I'm not super, super deep on the 53.5 either way. There's some other things to look at. I think the totals this year are very interesting. I think that Vegas did a better job with totals than they've done in the past. I do think there are some things that we'll talk about that are very, why is this like this? So we'll kind of get into that later on. We have plenty of time before the NBA regular season. It was a lot of fun this offseason, obviously. you know, Durant and Kyrie going to Brooklyn and Butler going to the Heat and Davis going to the Lakers and all that jazz, Kawhi going to the Clippers, whatever, Kemba coming to Boston. It was a fun NBA offseason. There might be maybe one more big story to come out of it, Joe, but the fact is that there's going to be a lot of teams that are highly overrated. You look at these win totals. Not everyone can win 50 games in the NBA. And we have a lot of 50-win win totals. Milwaukee, the Lakers, the Clippers, the Rockets, the Bucks, whatever. And They can't win everyone. So, anyways, that's my personal feeling on the NBA.
But on the East in general, it's Milwaukee. Can they win 60 games again?
I don't think so.
You think it's more balanced?
I think. I have a very hot take on the East, okay? It's going to be very hot. We'll get into it further down the road. I think that that's the best way that I can put it for right now is that later on, you know, maybe sometime in August, September, we'll do the NBA podcast, and I think that I'll probably be able to dig a little bit more into it. I have a pretty hot take on what I think the NBA is right now. Things can change. My opinion can change over time. So I'm not going to put it out there, but I do think that, we have some interesting things going on in the NBA. I also think that this year in the NBA, the bottom of the barrel, like Memphis, the Knicks,
Chicago,
whoever is really tanking is going to be like garbage.
And we really don't even know who the top names are yet. They're out there. But, like, I don't know. Is there a Zion Williamson? I don't think so.
No. Yeah. No, there's not. But, I mean, going to be some very good players in the draft. But, no, not a Zion.
Golden State got worse. Do you think Denver got worse?
No. I think the addition...
Portland? I think they got better.
Yeah,
they trade Miles Leonard for Hassan Whiteside.
They got Whiteside. You bring back Nurkic. You're probably better.
Yeah, Houston, are they better?
They did re-sign Turner though, and they have Kent Bazemore. Yeah. So I mean, you know, I like Bazemore a lot. They traded Evan Turner for Kent Bazemore. Apologies. Yeah, yeah. And I like Bazemore a lot, but they also brought back Rodney Hood, so they're better. Who was the next team?
The next team was Houston. Are they better?
Yeah, yeah, they're better. I mean,
I disagree to a point. Where Russell Westbrook's a better player than Chris Paul.
Agreed.
But for what they need, I just think Paul's a better shooter. Westbrook's one of the worst shooters.
But here's the thing. You don't need Westbrook to shoot because Harden and Gordon can take all the shots. I think one of the problems with those three was that there were just not enough shots to go around. If Westbrook drives, he's going to open up space for Capella, and he's going to be able to kick it to Harden and Gordon. I actually think, and people say that the combo, they don't know how it's going to work. I actually think the combo works much better than Paul. My personal opinion, I think they're going to be a better team moving forward with those guys and Westbrook just because of the way that Chris Paul plays. There's not enough shots for Paul and Harden and Gordon and all those guys. There's not enough shots. So I know. Weird take. But
Clippers got better.
Obviously.
Might be the best defensive team in the game.
In a long time. And, I mean, I think there's still a chance that they add, you know, a guy like Iguodala. I mean, that's been rumored, obviously. So, I mean, the more that they add like that, the better they're going to be.
Joe, you know, it's funny. You look at the league, right? So, let's just hypothetically, let's take Oklahoma City out. Let's take them out because they're not going to be in the playoffs.
Okay.
You move the Lakers in.
Yep.
And that's it. Everything stays the same.
In the West?
Yeah, like you got the Lakers, you got the Clippers. Clippers were the 8th seed.
Yep.
And now they were both the 8th seed and the 10th seed last year. And now they're 1-2 favorites in all the NBA.
Probably. It's Los Angeles, baby. That's what happens. I mean,
you
get max players. You get Paul George, you get max players, Kawhi Leonard, whatever.
Like, Mike Conley is their point guard, I think, is an upgrade over Ricky Rubio.
He is, but I mean, to what point is he an upgrade?
I mean, they got Paul Millsap. I mean,
they don't have Paul Millsap. Millsap's in Denver.
Oh, he just left?
No, Millsap's in Denver.
Denver, sorry.
Yeah.
Man, see what happens?
Yeah.
You're out. You take a couple of weeks off, your brain starts to slow down a little bit.
Listen, I like Utah. They're a nice team.
Do you think they're overhyped?
I think they're significantly overhyped.
All right. So, who are the four? If we were going to put money on it today, if you're going to put money on it today, what's your final four? What's your final four in the NBA?
Right now, I don't want to give it away.
Oh, get out of here.
I know. I'm being kind of a bitch.
Hey, can I?
All right, fine. You want? Okay, honestly, the Lakers, the Clippers, the Sixers, and the Celtics.
Okay, I think the Bucks are going to definitely be there.
I know. I think they're going to take a giant step back. There's a clear way to beat Giannis now, and you have to rely on that team. They had threes all the time.
I think the Clippers are the best team, and I think the Lakers are going to be the best team. So that's what I have in the West.
Yeah, I mean, that's easy to me.
I have Milwaukee, and I don't know why, but I feel like I get a feeling that like the Raptors are going to hang around.
I don't. Siakam and Lowry? I mean, Gasol?
We'll see.
I just know.
Can I also throw one more thing out there?
Sure.
Someone's going to go get Blake Griffin.
I mean,
Like hypothetically, let's just throw the Celtics in the mix, okay?
He's just hurt
let's
so
just
much.
Let's throw the Celtics as a team.
Okay. I don't think they will.
Let's have a healthy conversation.
Yeah, but your healthy conversation is trade Tatum and Brown.
Not trade Tatum and Brown.
What are you saying?
I'm thinking Gordon Hayward.
No.
And Brown. I don't want to pay Brown.
No. Here's the thing. We talked about this on there. Why do you not want to pay Brown? I don't get it. Like, I understand. But here's the thing, Joe.
I'm out.
You're already over the cap. Why do you care?
Well, it's true, because if you just
you're not going to get a max free agent no matter what.
I think I have an issue with paying young players on potential. I mean, hey, Ben Simmons just got that kind of money.
You got it.
Ben Simmons is a good player, but he's just not.
Ben Simmons sucks.
But what I'm saying is I don't think he's worth $170 million.
Ben Simmons is a horrible NBA
player. So, like, if people think I'm shitting on Brown.
True. He's just not a good
player. I'm not shitting on Brown. It's the fact that I don't think teams should.
But it's
like
the money.
If Embiid blows his knee, right? You're stuck with Embiid, Horford, and Simmons.
Well, now you know exactly my fear with the 76ers. Now, then that's my fear. I will say this.
But Blake Griffin out, you don't think he can make an impact anymore?
I do think that he can make an impact. He falls in that line of can he stay healthy?
Like if somehow the Miami Heat got Chris Paul and Blake Griffin, I don't know how they could do it. Maybe. No fear?
I think they maybe have enough salary. I don't know. But either way, I mean,
they got Kelly Olynyk's salary. Goran Dragic.
They have Dragic.
They got a lot of guys. Dion
Olynyk, Waiters. Yeah.
Tyler Herro.
Justice Winslow.
Yeah, Bam Adebayo. Like, they got all those guys.
Yeah, so they have a bunch of contracts. I think James
and
Johnson.
And Myers Leonard, I think, just, yeah.
Yeah, Myers Leonard.
Just acquired.
I'll say this. No.
No.
I
okay.
Just, they so don't we're out
of, I'm just thinking. Well, who is the next star available? Is there a prop bet for that?
No. But if you look at the Detroit win total, it's 36.5, and everyone's hammering it. Everyone's hammering the over. And my thing is, well, is it because, you know, they think that that Blake Griffin might not play enough to actually get the 36 wins? Like, that's the way I would look at, you know, that total. I like the over, but nonetheless, that would be the
if you were to lay a favorite of another all-star becoming available, not Chris Paul.
Bradley Beal.
Wow. See, I don't see it happening because they're so screwed with the John Wall thing that it's like
I think that if you're screwed with the John Wall thing, then your best chance is to trade Beal, have Wall look like a superstar in some team, and hopefully some team bites at that.
I think the Celtics are the team to do that.
Not Wall, but for Beal possibly.
Yeah, Brown, like Brown. Yeah,
right.
The Brown Beal thing makes perfect sense.
All right, let's move on.
We've given
away
star that's gonna. I want prop bets. What stars are going to be available? Send them to us. At over under 985.
I like that.
I need to know, like, is it Karl Anthony Towns? Just signed a 5-year deal. He's going nowhere.
We'll see.
Who is the next superstar that can become available?
Bradley Beal.
Because it will shake up the NBA if they get moved. And the odds to win we're LA, 350.
Three
Clippers.
One.
Lakers are 400. Four. And then it's the Rockets?
Yeah, Rockets are 800, I think. I'll pull it up right now.
But anyways, one of those three
Milwaukee, 5-1. Rockets, 8-1. Sixers, 8.5-1. Okay. The Jazz, 12-1. The Warriors, 13-1. And the Nuggets, 18.5-1.
So you said Celtics and who?
I had Celtics and Sixers.
Okay, so, yeah, no.
We'll discuss.
No?
We'll discuss.
I'm wondering what that next move is, Dan Lipschitz.
We'll discuss later.
I feel like it's just not done yet. There's still something in the works.
We'll see. Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know anything. I'm not pretending to know anything.
All right, well, so. You can argue with me about everything I said on this podcast, and you can tweet me at Joey Murr, because people hate my Jaylen Brown takes. They hate them. They despise my... Dan, they attack me. They attack me.
They hate your takes.
They hate my Jaylen Brown takes.
Hate them.
Why? The guy's done nothing.
All right, let's roll the dice. I got to get out of here. Let's roll the dice.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at OverUnder985.
Rolling the dice here on OverUnder985. I should say this. Rhode Island has already passed its law. We don't know what's happening with that, but you can bet on sports in Rhode Island.
Yes, for right now.
And it just was passed in New Hampshire. So in New Hampshire soon, you will be able to bet on sports. I don't know where, Dan. I think they're probably going to... Oh, you know what? Actually, in Salem, they're making this Rockingham Plaza there where the mall is. So maybe they'll have something in there. But it'd be cool if you could just like drive to exit one and put a bet in and come back.
That'd be great.
And then go to the liquor store right at the gas station. plus you can get like no-tax cigarettes. I don't smoke cigs, but maybe I can buy vapes. Maybe I can buy anything.
There you go.
So that's one thing to roll the dice on. The other was there's a boxing match this weekend with Manny Pacquiao versus what the hell is it? He's 30-0. I wanted to say Thunder Lips, but it's not him. Thunderson. Here we go. We're typing.
Don't ask me.
He's 30-0. I should know who the hell the guy is. I came here to talk about him. He's plus 135 right now. Manny Pacquiao is minus 130. The fight is on Saturday night in Las Vegas.
Keith Thurman.
Why did I think he was Thunderman?
I don't know.
Whatever.
They probably call him Thunderman Thurman. Maybe. I don't know.
Whatever. Pacquiao's going to win this week, everybody. He's going to win. And then there's going to be a rematch.
Remember what I told you this morning? He's at 145. He's up to 160. Some sharp action there.
I'm telling you.
That's a sharp move.
Freddie Roach said it himself. He said it himself that he's going to beat him and then fight Mayweather again. And I'm curious if they do it again on Derby night.
Interesting. That'd be fun.
So, anyways, I like Pacquiao this weekend.
I like
and
that.
I would take over 11 and a half rounds. Only because it's Vegas.
There you go. All right. So a couple picks from your guy, Joey Murr.
Got anything? PP, by the way.
A couple picks from someone who claims he doesn't make picks anymore. There you go.
I'm saving my bankroll.
There you go. Yeah.
Other, like gambling things going on in the world?
There's honestly, there's not a ton.
Oh, like, I will say this. Sorry. I talked to a guy who has an app called Balto. And what you'll be able to do soon, actually, Joe Montana's son is running it. And
yikes.
Soon, you may be able to like, hey, Dan, I'll bet you a nickel that the Pats cover this week. And you're like, no. And like, you can bet back and forth. Like, it's a place where you can actually
Gotcha. So it's a player-to-player.
It's like a development software application.
So there have been a few of those in the past. They've all failed.
Yeah, no, I know. So but hey, listen. How many of them have
that's
Super
true.
Bowl champion?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, right? that
just throwing it out there.
I
think it would be cool.
That makes it better.
Personally, I'd like to take your money and straight cash homie, but...
Oh, okay.
But maybe online, it's like, dude, you shit talk, let's play. Let's pony up.
I like that. You want to troll us? Put your fucking money where your mouth is, Brig. I like it.
I think you know sports. Bet on it.
I like that. I do like that. No. Oh, I wanted to do a gambling lesson. It's like a gambling lesson per week, kind of like, you know, whatever. I didn't prepare anything this week because, honestly, I really don't know where to start. But one of the questions that we get asked constantly, Joe, constantly, is how do I run my bankroll? Okay. So we're going to do a lesson a week very quickly. Again, I don't want to bore you guys, but for the guys who need to learn how to bankroll, okay? Every sport, you should be betting in units. Everything should be a unit, okay? So whatever your bankroll is, divide it into 100, usually, okay? And use percentages. You should have a unit as 1 to 3% of any sport you bet. So, for instance, when I bet baseball, I bet 2%. One unit for me is 2%. When I bet soccer, one unit for me is 1% of my bankroll, okay? Pretty much like that. I have a different weight calculator for every sport. 1 to 3%. 3% should be your max. So, college basketball, college football, NFL is only 3% for me. Everything else, 1 to 2%. 1 to 2%. WNBA should be 1% for you guys. Really. I mean, you know, you should be 1%. Baseball should be 1 to 2% for you guys. So unless you're killing it, then you can raise it to, you know, 2 to 3 if you really want. That would be kind of my suggestion. But yes, bankroll. Divide your bankroll by 100. Take your percentage. Now, if you're betting like a $500 bankroll, obviously you can't do that. Bet, you know, $2 to $5 a bet. But if you have a couple thousand dollars, $5,000, couple thousand dollars, whatever is your bankroll, divide it by 100. You know, 1 to 3%, depending on the sport. It's really simple. And I know that this is, again, not everyone needs this, but some people do. Okay? Just some people do. So that's pretty simple. I think that we do that, you know, once a week, kind of we'll get into things.
Yeah.
You know, we'll do that.
I actually, to start the year, let's just hypothetically say if I really like something, I bet 1,000. If I kind of like something, I bet 500. If I'm not really in, I don't bet it, unless I'll do a halftime bet.
Right.
That's early in the season. You don't want to lose it all real quick. The other thing too, just to throw out there, is I'm not betting right now because I want to save my bankroll for when I want to bet. Nothing's really out there that interests me.
So I lost money on the baseball earlier. I've gained it. I'm actually profitable this summer between the Women's World Cup, WNBA, Canadian Football League, which I've rarely bet. I've only placed like 4 or 5 bets on that. And the second half of baseball, which I've done much better in. I'm doing much better, Joe.
All right. Any questions? Should we take it to the window?
I got nothing. We did not get any questions this week. I did not.
We just wanted to do a podcast.
I mean, I'll take a look and see if there's anything out there. I don't think we did. Okay, we do have a question. How about this?
All right.
There we go. From our guy JC, he just messaged me this morning. Didn't even see it. Hey guys, how do you prepare for the upcoming season of college football? Okay, so we have 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
We've dipped into this, but we think Clemson has the easiest road despite losing a lot of talent.
The only loss I see possibly on their schedule is Syracuse. In the Carrier Dome.
Yep.
Syracuse is going to be good this year.
They got the running offense,
They're going to be a good team this year. The way I suggest that you look at college football, one, is the coach a rookie head coach? Two, is the team coming off a bad week previously or, you know, a bad matchup previously? Three, back-to-back road games or back-to-back-to-back road games. Four, if the coach, you know, or, you know, if the coach is a new coach, what program is he coming from? What background is he in? You know, has he followed Bob Stoops around his whole career or, you know, something like that. You need to know the coaches, where they come from, what type of systems they're running, okay? You need to know, you know, if the coach is a first-year coach or not. You need to know, obviously, the quarterback, the running back, you know, obviously all those things that you guys need to know. But, I mean, really, just it's preparing, doing research. That's really what it comes down to. You just got to do the actual research, put in the man hours. Joe, you have anything for you?
This week I was looking at quarterbacks. Who are the quarterbacks? When I bet on these games, I like to bet on the better quarterback. For me, I just want to get affiliated again with who stayed, who didn't, who's back, who's
You're going to love to bet North Texas this year, aren't you?
dude, wasn't that yours? Was that yours? No, there was another team. The Peg Leg.
Houston.
My buddy Peg Leg loved North Texas if he's listening to the podcast. I loved Houston, remember?
Yep, you did. Mason Fine is the quarterback for North Texas this year, and he is very good.
Interesting.
He's a legit NFL prospect.
There were a few teams I liked. Marshall last year. Ohio could run the ball. Yeah, I love those crappy games at night. I haven't dived in yet, but SEC, do you fade Tua?
I think we can save that. I think we can save that for the preview. But are you ready for some action?
Oh, dude, you know I love action.
I know you love action.
The Big Ten and action. Big Ten basketball
and
action.
Dude, you love Big Ten basketball. I've never known a guy who loves big betting on Big Ten basketball as much as
Carson Edwards was my guy.
I know he was.
And guess where he's playing now?
I know.
We get to watch him on a nightly basis.
You're excited about that.
Very.
I think he looks like a Isaiah Thomas who can actually maybe play some defense. He's listed as 6'1", but he's like 5'10".
And who brought 10. Taco Fall up first? I remember there was a day where I go, get ready. Taco Fall, Bowl. I just started naming names. And now look at them. They're all being talked about at Summer League.
Taco Fall is not a good player. I mean, he's not a good player right now. He'll be useful in certain situations, though. He'll get a little bit of playing time. But, I don't want to go over the crazy on the taco train. But, anyways, that's really it for me, Joe. I don't have that much time. What do you have? Anything else?
That's it, man. Let's get the hell out of here.
Okay, so, guys, short podcast this week. I have my bachelor party next weekend and then my wedding after that. So probably no podcast.
We're out.
Probably no podcast.
So we'll be probably mid-April or mid-August. Sorry.
So I was thinking
maybe we'll begin our college.
I was thinking a week after my wedding. So the week of August 10th, I'll probably be done, relaxed. I'm going to take a few days off that week too. Let's do why don't we do a college football preview that week?
College football preview.
2.5 weeks from now.
And then we'll do another one of win totals?
Yeah, well, college football preview. And then we could probably do college football preview with the win totals. And then
September baseball will be hot.
And then NFL win. And then NFL win preview totals. Win totals.
So it's going to get juicy over
And
the
then
next
NBA
couple
win totals. And then NHL. I mean, the thing is, we have a ton. There's so much coming up. I know we've taken a hiatus.
Yeah, but 22 weeks, we're going to be doing this podcast.
Yeah, it's going to be nuts, guys. You guys are going to be...
We're probably going to do videos and halftime bets, and it's going to be crazy.
You guys are going to hear more of us. You guys are going to hate us. It's okay. But we're going to make you money.
You're either going to fade or you're going to fall.
We're going to make you money. Fading or fall, go ahead. We're going to make you money. So that's all that matters. Joey, anything else?
That's it, man. This is the Over Under 985 podcast. Dan Lipschitz is getting married.
Who you got?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.